ways of the Lord. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't neglect this grace that is to lead your family in worship.
Listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Don White. And we're going to be talking about the threat of an EMP or solar attack or some sort of an attack on our electronic system. There are many, many terms that can be utilized for that. But certainly there is a very real threat from my point of view. Certainly we've known going back to the 1960s that if there were to be an electromagnetic pulse coming in, either from a solar flare or from a nuclear explosion high in the sky, why it could have a devastating effect on the electrical grid system. And basically, there have been incidences where solar flares have certainly wiped out large segments of the grid. And certainly back in 2001, Congress has been studying this, and they've been studying it ever since then. They had an 8-year study by about a half a dozen or more PhDs, came up with a report in 2004 and 2008 and said there's a real problem. In fact, if this were to happen, it would wipe out our whole economic system. It would wipe out millions of people, perhaps 100 million people, or maybe even more than that. There'd be no water, there'd be no food, there'd be a breakdown in the structure of society. They came up with a report in 2008 that of course said essentially that, and nothing happened, and nobody heard about it. And we could say that in 2010, why, basically, there were a number of things that happened that should have brought this to people's attention. There was certainly legislation that passed Congress unanimously to address the issue, and nothing was done. Well, this is Don White. Don, tell us your view on the threat of an EMP attack, why people should be concerned, and how this EMP attack and a solar flare would differ. What is the real threat to the people out there, the listening audience?
Well, you've got about four or five questions at once, but I'll try to take the first one. Why should people be concerned? I think the biggest thing about consternation on this is the cataclysmic aspect of it all. Now, what I mean by that is, for a moment, if you will, reflect on the end of World War II when the bombers were sent over Japan and dropped the first time atomic bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and 100,000 people and leveled everything in total rubble. Fortunately, it brought the end of the war rapidly. Now, today, here we are in the nuclear atomic ages, yesteryear in a sense. We're nuclear 100 to 1,000 times more powerful even. However, interestingly enough, if a nuclear explosion takes place above the Earth's atmosphere, let's say about 20 miles or higher, all right, the physics is totally different. There's no longer the percussion of Nagasaki or whatever. We have radio waves, which we're all very accustomed to, except they're very high level. And the radio waves will instantly knock out all the electric power grid and burn out all the electronics. electronics. So there's no radio, there's no TV, no cell phones, there's no transmission is crippled. And things are thrown back basically into the 19th century without the luxury, if you will, of a 19th century of way of life or lifestyle. So there we are. Now, you had three or four questions going, so let me pause right there and maybe try to pick up one of the next ones.
All right, fine. Well, now, how did you get involved and become concerned about this? Because the average individual doesn't even really know there's a problem, but yet, because you, well, you tell us how you got involved and concerned.
Well, I've been the kissing cousin, if you will, of the electromagnetic pulse. The impulse discipline is called electromagnetic compatibility. And that's the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers.
Hold the thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dan was just saying that if there were to be a nuclear explosion, certainly high above the central part of America, it could have a profound impact on almost most of our country. And basically, of course, then the question is, well, what about anti-missile missiles? Why don't we just shoot them down if there's a danger? And how would you respond? And people just say, well, why don't we just shoot them down and we wouldn't have anything to worry about?
I'm back on again. Okay. The reason for that is that there may not be enough response time. The radars and so on will pick up the launch, if you will, but we may be too distant to overtake it, depending on the geometry, the layout, and the number of positions, a lot of stuff that I can't get into here. However, far more important and interesting than that is the laser weapon system, all right? That has been get on your internet, and then look on your internet on the laser, L-A, WS, laser weapon system. It shows an interesting website with a, if you will, on the SS Dewey's destroyer, taking out a drone coming in, fast drone coming in, and the laser zaps around on the ship and zooms and heats up the whole drone so fast it bursts into flames and falls apart and so on, right out of the sky. Boeing aircraft, for instance, has developed the equivalent of that same kind of thing from an aircraft, all right? And that's very interesting. It's even more commanding because you're up, several miles in an aircraft and you're through the atmosphere already. So, therefore, the radar will tell where to go and zap in a matter of seconds. Seconds. It isn't a question of the speed of a missile. Zam, the speed of light is thousands of times faster than the speed of a missile. And the light wave of the radar focuses right on the target of the thing. Now, the important thing is to take it out without, of course, detonating the nuclear aspect. And that gets too complex and whatever, but it's very, very doable. So, therefore, what we've got now is a very inexpensive. Missiles are expensive. Anti-missiles are expensive. But not so far from a radar. I mean, from a laser. A laser discharge is very, it's instantaneous, gets to the target right away, knocks it right out of the sky. One big major problem. I can't get into much of it because of the classification. And by the way, I am not, I do not have a security clearance for the past 20 years. But anyway, the problem with that is the funding was cut off back a couple of years ago. And it hasn't been deployed, although there is a vehicle, there is a ship that's sent over toward the Mediterranean right now, equipped, by the way, with one of the laser. Very, very interesting. This is all, by the way, on the Internet.
In fact, they are guarding the Mediterranean. The difficulty is they're not guarding America. And you can actually put a nuclear weapon in a satellite. Iran has a satellite going over the top of America that they've launched. North Korea has a satellites going over America they've launched. We don't know what's in those satellites, and they could be triggered at any time. There is a very real threat, and of course it seems to be almost being totally ignored. What would happen to the United States if there's certainly to be the detonation, either number one, or electromagnetic originating force, in other words, some sort of a nuclear weapon, and or a massive solar flare, because we usually get one of these every 100 years, that suddenly has a devastating effect. What would it do to the United States?
Let me make a very strong distinction between a solar flare, which produces from the sunspot activity every 11 years. So the sunspot activity creates an enormous amount of radiation and so forth. But the solar flare takes place, the energy that of concern is primarily a very low frequency, all right? And that couples into long transmission lines, like, if you will, the high voltage lines going across the United States, hundreds of miles. It couples into that, right? And it burns out, and it can burn out the transformer, if you will, let's say at the substation. And that becomes almost impossible to replace today because we don't manufacture them. We have to buy them elsewhere. However, exceptions acknowledged for details we can't go into, it doesn't bother the electronics. And the electronics are used today to control everything. Everything you can think of, your computer, your air conditioner, anything you can think of, elevators and subways and everything are controlled by microprocessors and so on. So electronics is what the EMP takes out. For the most part, all right, the solar flare will not do that, all right? It's low frequency couples into long waves, and that means long transmission lines which terminate, or which originate, of course, at the nuclear, at the generating station, and terminate at the substation, so the transformers go out. However, we have things that are called, that are surge suppressors, high voltage surge suppressors made by a few of our companies in the United States, and can take care and protect that. And for the most part, I don't know, it's classified, but I suspect it's to a marked degree already been protecting. However, the EMP is the big threat. I don't mean to make diminutive the importance of the solar flare, because you can see the big threat and the difficulty in trying to protect against the big threat, of course, because electronics is everything. Microprocessors control almost everything in our way of life. And that's what we're concerned about.
But, Don, so the thing is that logic would tell you that if there was a threat to the electronic system upon which we're totally dependent, upon which almost every aspect of our lives is dependent, you would think that everything possible would be done to protect the infrastructure of our society. And yet, at least according to what I've been able to determine, talking to experts on this, they're almost as if there's an organized effort to block doing what's logical. Is that true, or is this simply a lot of hype?
If some of both, let me try to give you some sense of direction, some sense of aspect on this without getting into the political aspects of today. I'll keep from that, discussing that. But basically, what we have had, at least in the past few years, and then you can even go more into the past, too, all right? You have the problem there was the Shielding Act and other things that were supposed to be put into law, all right, passed by Congress and the president signed and whatever have you, that would protect all manner of things from shields and a number of other things, which I won't become specific about. If this thing is so catastrophic, as I'm indicating, and if all of the experts during Newt Gingrich, when he had the hearings in Congress in 2008 and whatever have you, what position should the United States take with respect to the protection and on the entire electromagnetic pulse aspect? And they're all agreement. I mean, whether the military people or scientists, engineers, financiers, people from all walks of life and activities, to the extent that they have not on this, are in agreement. Well, then why the contrast, as you suggested in your question? That's a very interesting one. Part of that is that we are so overwhelmed today from the Obamacare and from the close down of the government and Benghazi and IRS and NSA and the Navy Yard murders and Boston bombers and put all of that. And it's saturating the newspapers, the magazines, the TV, everything. Certainly the average person in life can, even if he hears about EMP, can have no end. However, that still raises the question of why has the government abdicated its fiduciary responsibility? And one of the organizations addressing that question is called EMP Act America. Dr. Fry, who heads this up out of New York, all right, has a radio TV, has a radio broadcast, a radio broadcast on this EMP on a continuing basis.
No, this is Dr. Peter Pry, who the gentleman Peter. Who actually, Dr. Pry, had actually headed this congressional commission that studied this for 8 years. Go right ahead.
Absolutely, you're right on. That's why he, as a result of the commission activities a few years earlier than that. But they're frustrated. I have to be careful in saying they're frustrated. Let me put it another way. The perception by almost anyone out there, all right, the people, Fry et al., are trying to do whatever is possible, get the government off its stuff and get moving on it. And the government is not. It's when you abdicate your fiduciary responsibility, the question is why. Well, now we can get into political aspects, and I will refrain from doing that here. But it's very, very sad and very, very unfortunate. But I'll tell you one thing. If you go back just a year ago, all right, when Iran had indicated that it will write Israel off the face of the earth, and that's almost a quote, all right, it wasn't long before Netanyahu, all right, from Israel came back, and he was on TV, and he held a thing about a foot in diameter, which was a bomb, a fake bomb, of course, and it had a fuse on it. And there was a red line around the top under the fuse, all right? And he said, all right, if Iran continues to enrichment of the uranium and plutonium and so forth, it's up to this point right now. And since they have already gone on record before the United Nations of wiping Israel off the face of the earth, we will now put them on notice, Iran on notice, all right, that we will send out a precursor on this thing and prevent the whole thing from happening. In other words, what are they going to do? Take Iran out? How? Aha! The only way to do it with any civilized nation doesn't want to kill all the people and knock everything down to rubble because you can't occupy it. The EMP is a natural. So Right now, it could happen at almost, well, things are a little bit cooled at the moment because of the political situation with respect to Syria and all that kind of stuff, which I won't get into right now. But then it was the same thing in North Korea. Oh. I beg your pardon. North Korea, 2 months ago, they had threatened the United States, if you remember. They said we could reach Alaska and with our long-range intercontinental ballistic missile, which, of course, is highly questioned as to whether it would reach that, and California also. And the saber-rattling got stronger and stronger. And you know, a little over 2 months ago, it got so loud, all of a sudden, it came to a rapid stop.
Let me just comment. We're going to a break. But on Sunday evening, on the National Geographic Channel at 9 p.m., they're putting on a program about what would happen in America suddenly if the lights suddenly went out. And then on the 13th and 14th of November, they're having a trial run with thousands of people involved about what would happen in America when the lights go out.
That's the 29th.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Don certainly is talking about certainly a plan of how to approach this, and how Don has written a book, a number of books on this subject, of the threat of an EMP attack. But he has a book, and he's talking about his plan on what needs to be done, certainly, starting at the local level. It's chapter two, and we'll let him tell you about the book in just a moment. But what he's suggesting is, the way things are looking, we're going to have to sort of address this from the local level on up, because suddenly there seems to be an inertia, a blockage at the top. And if anything is going to be done, and done now, it's going to have to be done from the local level. They've known this going back 20 years or more. They started studying this in Washington, D.C., and then the year about 2000, and nothing's happened, and all sorts of reports have come out, and congressional commissions, and groups of congressmen, and legislation, and nothing has happened. Don, why don't you tell our listeners about your book, how they can get hold of your book, and what is in your book, and why it is so vitally important?
The book is the third chapter, to beg your pardon, the third edition, all right? And the book is simply called Protect Family Homes and EMP, Protect Family Homes and Community. The third edition is written, and I have the support behind me to Jerry Emanuelson. I've written the first and second edition. Jerry Emanuelson has joined me in the third edition, and is available on our website. My website is very simple. It's my name, Don White, the website is www.emp-safeguard.com, empsafeguard.com. All right, and you can buy it right on the internet, but more importantly, when you're going through there, you have all manner of other information relative to this and to related topics and so forth. The book is also available on Amazon.
Tell one more time the title of the book.
The title of the book is EMP, Protect Family Homes and Community.
Protect Family Homes and Community.com?
No, that's the name of the book.
Oh, I see. Okay, EMP, Protect Family Homes and Community.
Okay, and the website was empsafeguard.com.
empsafeguard.com. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But after sort of more ignoring this subject for the better part of 20 years, suddenly, as of this Sunday, National Geographic's putting on a 2-hour documentary on the threat. Suddenly on the 13th and 14th of November, there's going to be an exercise of what would happen if this were to take place. President Netanyahu of Israel has said that suddenly Iran could be a few weeks ahead away from developing a nuclear weapon. We will not allow it to happen, and we will attack. And he's saying they could be a few weeks away. Now, if they're only a few weeks away and they're going to prevent it, I mean, the attack could come at any moment. And actually, it was a very, very similar article appeared on the internet just today by somebody else who said that certainly Iran, it may well be less than a month away from being able to develop a nuclear weapon. Basically, this is a threat. It's not an imaginary threat. It's a real threat. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, Mr. Don White, who's been studying this issue for some time, and I think you should listen to what he has to say. And let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Romas here. We'll have Rich on the line, hopefully, in just a moment. And if you are out there and you have a question or comment, certainly Mr. White's given a great deal of thought to this. Rich, do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. It's always an honor and privilege to talk to you and to our radio listeners. They're great people. I have a question for Mr. Don. Don, I've got two tanks, galvanized tanks, and I've turned them over, and I've got one grounding rod, an 8-footer. I put it about 7 feet in the ground, and I put a pigtail solid copper wire with an attachment onto the the lightning rod. But I have another tank. Can I put two of those connectors on that one rod, or do I have to put two rods?
Let me tell you, lightning is the biggest misunderstood. Lightning rods and grounding are one of the biggest misunderstood aspects. There isn't a black and white answer to that. Most of the grounding rods are inadequate, all right, for EMP. EMP for lightning is fine. Lightning EMP has a rise time that's 1/1000th of that of the of lightning. Lightning is a no-brainer, and it's easy, relatively easy to do. But EMP, what you should do...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. And I remember our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is George Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Stan, our guest, of course, is Don White. We're talking about basically what you can do to protect yourself. We have a caller, Rich from Aromas, who's using certainly a grounding rod. He's pounded it into the ground about 7 feet. He's trying to ground a couple of metal galvanized tanks, hoping that he could put electronics in there that would not be damaged. And certainly Don is saying that you're far better off to use straps rather than a standard grounding rod. Would that be a correct interpretation of what you're saying, Don?
For the EMP, yes. But you would not do that. The grounding rod and so forth is fine from lightning and from ordinary protection, all right, in case there is some reason or other of a voltage gets on the tank. Let's say nothing to do with EMP.
Well, this is an entirely different phenomenon. This is not like lightning. Basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Rich, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, Doug, I talked to another seller on the radio, and he said if your cell phone doesn't work underneath the tank, underneath any of you, that's the way to test it. If your cell phone doesn't get reception, then it's properly grounded, and it'd probably survive in an EMP attack. I put my phone under there, tried calling, and it doesn't receive any signal. So is that a true test or not?
I missed part of what you're
saying. He's basically saying that that he put his cell phone into this container that was grounded. This is probably a 50-gallon galvanized drum, and it doesn't receive, won't actually get any cell phone reception. Does that mean that the tank is properly grounded?
The cell phone per se doesn't need to be grounded at all.
Okay, fine. So basically, Rich, I wouldn't worry about your cell phone. I'd worry about the other things. But anything else? Because we've got a couple of callers on the line.
Okay.
But I'm not worried about the cell phone. That was what I understood was a test to show that it was a properly grounded tank.
Okay.
To protect it from an EMP.
Okay, and anything else? Basically, it sounds like Don is suggesting you use rather straps to that grounding rod. Okay?
Unfortunately, there's a big soil problem, probably with sand. You've got to do something to there are materials you can impregnate in the sand to increase the conductivity of it.
Don, why don't you give your email so that Rich could get in touch with you?
I don't have a computer, Grandpa.
Okay, fine. Well, then, but if you get Don, get your email out, and we can get an email to you from Rich if he wants it. What is your email?
The email is donwhite@emp-safeguard.com.
Okay, Don White at emp-safeguard.com. God bless, and thanks very much. Anything else, Rich, before we let you go?
No, but now I'm a little confused, so I'll have to talk to you next time.
Okay, fine. We'll work. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Pat calling from Reading. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But do not confuse EMP with lightning. Pat, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan. It's a great honor to speak with both of you. I just have a question, if that's okay.
You go right ahead.
Okay. When I was a kid, they were doing something. I don't remember it very clearly, but President Reagan put something up into the sky, satellite or something, called Star Wars. And my question to the scientist is this. If they were to shoot a nuclear weapon into the atmosphere, and it could the Star Wars laser shoot it out before it came down?
I'm sorry, for some reason or another,
Basically, he's asking, talking about the Star War, and basically Star Wars was never talking about. The anti-missile system, and suddenly Pat is calling from Reading, saying, look, could they actually take this out with an anti-missile system? In other words, basically...
laser it out.
Right. And basically, Don is saying, the most effective weapon that we have are the lasers. And basically, I will tell you that the Israelis have lasers. That's the only way they're going to survive the coming war. It's secret classified. You're never going to hear about it. But, of course, the only way that Israel can deal with the 100,000 or more missiles suddenly aimed at them today is with the laser defense they have. And nobody wants to talk about it, and I suspect we have it as well. Anything else you wanted to ask, Pat, before we let you go?
No, that'll be it once again, gentlemen. Keep up the good work.
Well, we'll do it as long as God gives us the voice.
All right. God bless you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Don, I know that certainly you talk to people across America on this subject. You've written several books on it. Do you think there's a growing awareness of the very real danger that exists?
Well, there is a growing awareness. For instance, as I've already mentioned, the Doomsday. There's a group called the Doomsday Preppers. Now they are concerned about not only EMP but any kind of a catastrophic thing, if you will, tsunamis, tornadoes, cyclones, volcanoes, earthquakes, kind of thing. They run into the millions, believe it or not. And the aspect, of course, with the EMP survivalist is a much narrower group. But believe it, and if you put the words into your internet, just do this and you'll see it for yourself. Take any of your, if your major browsers, put in simply the words EMP protection, and you will be see a tremendous number of responses. Most of these people who are offering things for sale and so forth are offered by people who are in the EMP survivalist area. They're offering what they call Faraday cages. Faraday, of course, was the greatest British physicist 200 years ago, who had much to do with the shielding, if you will. And they call them Faraday cages or shields. And they have them all the way down just to put them in envelopes lined, if you will, with aluminum. Even your Reynolds wrap, 1 mil Reynolds wrap or 3 mils Reynolds wrap, all right, will be more than enough to completely stop the entire EMP. Provided there's no leakage, it must be covered 360 degrees, 4 pi steradians, if you will, in order to don't have any apertures or leakage. If you have foldovers, make sure they're secured with tape, aluminum, metalized aluminum tape, for instance. And by the way, a great thing to stick them in is your microwave oven, believe it or not. Microwave ovens used for the reverse, of course, so you won't get cataracts of the eyes when you look at the microwave cooking your chicken. Whatever. Now, make sure that your cable is cut off or disconnected or whatever have you. But that way, you can take and stick a lot of your iPads and your even small laptops or whatever in that. But anyway, don't be that enough on that part.
Well, now, would an EMP ordinarily bother a computer if the computer is not turned on? In other words, if the computer is just sitting there,
makes essentially no difference.
It doesn't matter whether it's on or not.
I think you'll appreciate it if I put it this way, and very simply, all right, all these microprocessor race devices are powered by, that is, the battery-operated one. They're all 1.5 or 3 volts, all right? That's a tiny voltage. 3 volts are running these things, all right? But when you have the radiation from an EMP, and I'll translate the numbers for you, it puts out 50,000 volts per meter. If you have a meter is about a yard, all right? Now, if you break it down to about an inch, all right, that 50,000 volts will couple into one inch long, all right? It'll couple in, that'll be about 5,000 volts. No, that's one-tenth. All right, it'll be about 2,000 volts, 1 to 2,000 volts. 1 to 2,000 volts put across your microprocessor, turned off, it'll fry it. It'll absolutely fry it. It won't. So I can't say it doesn't make any difference whether it's on or off. But anyway, the level is so high, it goes right through humans. Now, one of the big things it doesn't say in the internet, I'm yet to find it, but I'm sure it's there. What about a person wearing a heart pacemaker like me? I have a heart pacemaker, all right? And a heart pacemaker will have about one or two inches long, or the wire going into certain parts of the heart, will couple into there 5,000 volts, 5 to 8,000 volts. What's going to happen? The whole thing will fry. Well, what will that happen? All right, you'll have to ask your cardiologist on that, because I have called, and I will not mention the name, of one of the largest heart pacemaker manufacturers in the United States. What have you done to test the susceptibility of heart pacemakers? There's supposed to be the better part of 10 million of them out there, including yours truly. I want to know. My cardiologist has no idea. The guy from your company who comes in twice a year to check out all the operations of the patients like me and the equipment, and so forth, he doesn't know. I called them, and they said they don't do testing to EMP. The biggest thing they do, and you folks know they're out in the West Coast and California, somewhere down between San Francisco and Los Angeles, there's a radar that puts down along one of the major highways a voltage as high as 300 volts per meter. They will test and make sure that the heart pacemaker will survive for that. Now, let's full stop. 300 volts per meter. That's the highest test. This is 50,000 volts per meter. My God, 300, that's 100 times, 150 times stronger. So the testing to a heart pacemaker. I want to know. I still want to know what's going to happen, who to speak to. But anyway, there are other things with respect to human beings that have implants. If there's any electronics on it, all right, we need to get answers to that. That's things that the government, the FDA, should be able to tell us in their R&D laboratories and put them to good use to try to give us facts and numbers if they're not doing anything else. There are many. Anyway, let me stop or I'll just wrangle on forever.
Well, do you think people should have a Faraday cage with a laptop computer or a couple of certainly portable cell phones, iPhones in there, so that they would be able to stay in communication or regain communication after an EMP attack? Is this something that it would be worthwhile doing?
Take stuff that you're not using or that's just sitting around. Put them in a. The thing is, but the only. Let me give you a caveat on the the microwave oven. All right, as a protection device, as I had mentioned, that you can. A lot of them at the city dump. You'll find them are thrown out there, and you can. You know, you don't care about. Cut off the wire. Make sure you clip the wire right as close up. Throw it away. All right, that is the cable, the 115 volt cable. All right. The only thing I don't know, and I have the request into the electromagnetic compatibility companies as to what is the actual degree of stoppage or leakage on the microwave oven, because they use it in reverse, all right? And the physics is different, whether it initiates right in front of you coming out versus something that's way high in the sky 20 miles away. I don't have the answer to that. My caveat is I'm not sure, because I don't see the test results yet, that whether a microwave oven will give you the 80 dB that you'll need. 74, the book explains, 74 dB. That's other chapters for the people who are more technically inclined. All right, you'll have to test that. That's the standard developed by the government in the Mill Standard 188 and so forth on this. All right, but I don't know whether it's sufficient. If it's not sufficient, do this. Just stick it. Just wrap the whole thing you've got, the whole bunch, inside of a your Reynolds wrap. Reynolds wrap is great. 1 mil will provide 90 more dB than you'll need against any EMP as long as it's wrapped completely around. And you can see that, by the way. There's a you simply take your radio and wrap Reynolds wrap around it. All right, you'll still get it, but then you take your wrap it around, all right, to your antenna. Anyway, let me not get into detail. So as an extra protection, take a shoebox and line the shoebox with Reynolds wrap, stick it inside your microwave oven. You don't need to ground anything. You don't need to ground a thing. Grounding is only used for the purpose of shock safety hazard and to suck off any, I don't want to get technical, common mode current that's flowing to the shield, so it won't flow around the shield, all right? But we have nothing connected to the microwave oven. It's beautiful. It's a great, great shield. There's no wire. The cable next to a shield can destroy the value of the shield unless properly grounded, all right? That's only if the cable goes into the shield, like to provide power or a signal or whatever. But if there's nothing going into the microwave oven, because we said we're using it only as a housing, then you don't need to ground it. Now you've got the best of all worlds at practically no cost.
All right, fine. Once again, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get copies of the books that you have written on this subject?
I beg your pardon. Get it on our website, www.emp, that's for EMP, electromagnetic pulse, safeguard, safeguard.com. And as I mentioned, EMP-safeguard.com. And that chapter two gives you the big, broad picture of the entire plan, proposed plan for the nation. Later chapters get into all the details of all of the shielding and what it's doing. You're going to put on solar rooftops, but they'll flare out immediately and burn out. So you have to shield the sailor. It tells you how to shield. It gives the whole nine yards of what to do, including getting off the grid in later chapters so you have an isolated place where there's nothing. And there's one of the best things that you can do is get in there and get – well, let me just sum it up in a few words and say one of the things you can do early to save a lot of money before an EMP event, all right, is get a solar rooftop in there, but you do the roof before that to make it ready so you can shield the thing later on when you have them, when you want to do it. But the solar rooftop must be shielded. That's all explained in the book. It tells how to do it. And there are the same companies. And page 155 will give you the companies in both the solar rooftop as well as the EMP contacts. There are many more, but those are some of the major ones. They give you the phone number, the email, the point of contact, and even in some cases names. And it will give you the information on a tabular form on page 155.
Oh, and now basically then this would ordinarily then burn out the average solar system that exists, that people have.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part.
Would this an EMP attack burn out a solar system, a solar electric system?
You mean in the solar PV
system? Yes, in other words, basically if you have a solar system, you have an inverter, you actually are producing your own electricity or partially off or completely
exactly.
off.
Exactly. You have basically, you're quite correct, you have the solar panels driving the inverter, as you say, to bring the voltage up to an AC from the lower DC down to your house voltage level. That must be protected. If that's not shielded, I mean, you've got the house shielded or you got, maybe you have a shed. Maybe you just want a shed, whatever you can put a shed with. If you took a shed, a small metal shed in metal and you shielded the shed, you could put six panels on there and that would give you around 1,200-1,500 volts. Enough to drive, enough, a few fans, electric lights, and to have one refrigerator.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Don White, who certainly has done a lot of work and has a lot of information on this subject. And certainly we've got his email, and hopefully many of you will be interested in really beginning to think seriously about this. Is not an imaginary threat. We have a great 4-CD set and a DVD, titled The Threat of an EMP Attack, which we recommend. We carry the book by Michael Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department, who currently writes for WorldNet Daily. The book is A Nation Forsaken. And then, of course, so you get from us, or you can get it on the Internet, but get it and read it. And that is the 2008 Congressional Commission Report on the Threat of an EMP Attack. That is the 2008 Congressional Commission Report on the Threat of an EMP Attack, and you can pull it down, or you can get it from us, but we have to charge you for it. It's quite a job to produce it. But it's important you read it and you understand. And one of the things that's never mentioned is the fact that the whole monetary system, if there were to be an EMP attack, the whole monetary system as we know it would simply be wiped out, and the vast majority of our people would be impoverished. Is this why we're not doing anything to stop this? That they're going to say, well, it wasn't our fault, or that all the people lost their whole life savings. It was those bad guys, whoever they are. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I do know there's a lot of uncertainties. But then, of course, I also know that when a nation turns against God, God brings his judgment against that nation. Is this how God is going to get the attention of the American people? Well, basically, I've agonized over why we're not doing what's logical. And basically, I would think that the establishment, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, I would think the Brotherhood of Darkness would do everything they could to protect us from an EMP attack, because they are exploiting our country. They're using our soldiers to fight their wars. Our young men set off to fight in no-win wars. Certainly, they have everything in place to monitor every aspect of what we're doing. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate the control of the world. Why, at this point in history, would the Brotherhood of Darkness want to destroy our nation? And I personally don't think they are. And if they're not behind it, then who is? Because they're the ones who control the media and are blocking the information out, unless there's another force out there that we do not recognize. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. It's time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we can use your help. We need your help to maintain our network of both afternoon and evening. There are about 15 outlets both afternoon and evening, and we're on 5 hours a day, bringing people the information they're not going to get from other places. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we do hope, of course, that you'll go to our website, where, of course, you can read our newsletters, or you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day, or at least 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived, or you can certainly read our newsletters. And certainly, the guest for the next hour is William Grigg. And certainly, you can read my newsletters going back almost 15 years or more, and William is writing our newsletter at the present time, and he's doing a brilliant job. And then, of course, we have my treatises on the Georgia Guidestones, and we have our treatise on population control, and we have links to the Barrett-Chosa's side on the symbolism. You find these symbols every place. And they're demonic. Of course, they hide them in plain sight. All you need to do is look at the Trilateral Commission's logo, and you'll find it is 3 sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. It is totally Luciferian. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of William Grigg, who is formerly senior editor of the New American Magazine, has worked for Republic Magazine, is certainly has been a consultant for various organizations. He writes regularly. You can find his articles at Lou Rockwell. You can find his articles on his own website. You can listen to his own radio program, which he does on Saturdays. But on Friday evening at this time, we'd love to have William with us to get his interpretation of the rapidly unfolding events, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're truly living in apocalyptic times. The America that we've known, I fear, is disappearing. It's never coming back again. We have the most massive debt of any nation that has ever existed. We certainly have a nation that's turned against God. America at one time was a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian nation. The foreign policy of America is designed to destroy Christianity, just as the domestic policy is. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christianity out of our schools, and that is why, certainly, they don't celebrate Christmas and Easter in our schools. And basically, 50 years have passed, and they've done everything they could to undermine the moral fabric of our society, and they've succeeded. They've destroyed the Christian foundation of this nation. They knew exactly what they were doing. Certainly, incidents of crime and violence and bestiality and homosexuality and perversion homosexual and heterosexual is increasing by leaps and bounds. And this is what happens to a nation that's turned its back on God. William Gray.
In terms of public and private morality and some of the things that have happened here by way of the systematic attack on our shared cultural assumptions rooted in the Bible and rooted in beliefs and deeply held convictions about the relationship between man and the Creator, I think that it's appropriate to bring up what just happened in the last couple of days at the Air Force Academy, where the phrase, so help me God, has been made optional in the oath of what they call the Cadet Honor Oath, the Cadet Honor Credo, which formerly had read, we will not lie, steal, or cheat, nor tolerate among us anyone who does. Furthermore, I resolve to do my duty and live honorably, so help me God. And now, because of pressure being put on the institution by a group that wants to see the effacement of public gestures of piety, that portion of the oath has been made optional. Taken in isolation, this isn't that big of a deal if you remember the custom of invoking God's help to obey the terms of an oath was improvised by George Washington in his first inaugural. It was always considered to be something optional in the sense that there was provision made in the Constitution for people who had religious compunctions against using the word oath. You could affirm rather than swear an oath. There are deeply held religious convictions that forbid the swearing of oaths. But what's happening here is not something to be taken into isolation, because there is this jacobinical deal on the part of some people to suppress any expression of public piety, to invoke the Almighty when making solemn covenants of this kind. This is a covenant, the public promise made to uphold principles of morality that are rooted in our relationship with our Creator.
And basically, remember, when the Supreme Court opens at every session, the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. And of course, you could never mention the name of God in one of our schools. That's a Supreme Court decision.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
And we'll be back. Well, William is talking about what life was like under Nimrod. You remember, of course, Nimrod was the man who, of course, ruled Babylon, and he wanted to unite the whole of the world under his rule. And basically, of course, God intervened and suddenly caused people to speak different languages, and they were dispersed throughout the world. And God, in Nimrod's effort to unite everyone in the world under his control. And, of course, he was basically a prototype of the Antichrist who was coming. Basically, Nimrod's concept and his plan to unite the world under his control failed. But, of course, it's like today we're seeing, like deja vu all over again. Go right ahead with him.
It's deja vu, but it's also the perennial political system. That's one of the reasons why I Toynbee referred to this as perhaps the most common religion of which we have records. Certainly the deadliest religion. There's no deistic religion, if you will. Christianity certainly would fall in this category in terms of being far less culpable in terms of the crimes committed by people professing the faith but not living it. But there's no deistic religion that can compare in terms of sheer body count with statism as a devourer of human lives, a spoiler of property, and an agent of the ruination of entire society. Just in the 20th century, this is something you've said before, the baseline estimate for the number of people killed by the government claiming the right to rule them is over 170 million people. And so when you take a look at the Inquisition or the various wars that have been fought for sectarian purposes, the madness of the 30 Years' War, all these horrible things that are part of the historic record that unfortunately are, I think, not well remembered and not well studied by people who have to understand that sin nature is a real thing, and those who profess to be believers don't always perform according to their profession. If you take that aggregate body count, and of course that's something that has to be reckoned with. These are horrible, horrible crimes and horrible, horrible sins. But put that in the balance against any decade of the 20th century, you'll find out just how much worse the religion of worshiping the state has been in terms of applied violence against the innocent. And it's something that's still raging, and it's raging with a literal fever today in the United States. The, if you will, deracinated, paganized, heathenized United States. And one of the reasons I bring up this cadet's oath of honor at the military academy is another story that was just reported, I believe, by Fox News yesterday. The Secretary of the Army has ordered military leaders to halt all briefings on extremist organizations that labeled evangelical Christian groups as domestic hate groups. The shutdown comes just 4 days after Fox News reported about a briefing at Mississippi's Camp Shelby that labeled the American Family Association as a domestic hate group. The question I find, of course, very pregnant with potential awfulness here is, why is the Army cataloging domestic hate and extremist groups, so-called? Why do we have political indoctrination about domestic political affairs in what is supposed to be an either apolitical or non-political military? You know, take your pick of characterization there. The military is not supposed to be a partisan organization. It's not supposed to have a domestic rescript at all. Its portfolio involves defending the coastline of the United States, coming to the aid of people who are involved in commercial operations overseas. For instance, we read about the Barbary Pirates in the late 1700s. We read today about piracy in and around Africa. We read about threat to shipping and things of that sort. That's one of the reasons the Constitution maintains a Navy as one of congressional functions listed in Article 1, Section 8. But the United States military is not supposed to have a domestic profile. Why is it being marinated in these tendentious, often defamatory doctrines and descriptions of so-called domestic hate groups in the first place? Well, the obvious reason, of course, that occurs to me is that there would be a time when the Army would go domestic. That was the phrase that was used at briefing in Fort Leavenworth back in the mid-1990s, I believe 1995 or 1996.
Well, in other words, basically what you're saying, be used against the American people, and the people at the highest levels of our military have obviously had authorized this policy of telling our young people, our young men being introduced into the military, the people of the city who belong to the Tea Party or who were patriots or who belonged to the American Family Association were Christians. They were all potential domestic terrorists, enemies of the state. Well, of course, what does that tell us about the real objectives of the state? And basically, when this was brought out, suddenly they're backpedaling. I think that there should be a number of people court-martialed over this, but because they'll try to sweep it under the rug. Because the one thing they fear is an awakened and angry American people who understand that our government has been taken over by a subversive element that hates Christianity and hates righteousness and hates the American Constitution.
I find it appropriate that you use the expression enemies of the state because that, of course, was the charge being used in the first couple of centuries of the Roman Empire, was that the followers of Jesus Christ, who were first derogatorily referred to as Christians in Syria, which at the time was a principality of what's now Syria, of course, that's a phrase that was originally used as an epithet and then embraced as an appropriate title by those who were followers of the way. I think the most common description of the disciples at the time, the followers of Christ, was followers of the way. Yeah, we'll take the name Christian. We took his name on ourselves when we were baptized. And so, yeah, by all means, you know, we will profess his name. That's what we're supposed to do. But because they would not offer the ritual pinch of incense on the altar of the supposedly deified emperor, whether living or after Caligula, deified himself while still alive. Whether deceased or living, in the case of Caligula, he's the one who deified himself while he was alive. The Christians wouldn't offer that token sacrifice because they did not recognize the supposed divinity of the emperor or the supposed divine mandate of the empire that he ruled. So they were referred to as atheists because we, as Christians, profess a belief in the one God rather than the spurious deities of the Roman pantheon. And also because they denied the divinity of the state, so they were considered to be basically enemies of humanity. You can read in the otherwise largely sensible writings of Tacitus horrible descriptions of Christians as enemies, haters of humanity, because we did not and we do not recognize the supposedly transcendent authority of the government when it comes to matters over which God has sovereignty. And quite frankly, there's not a whole lot for the state to have, given that God has universal sovereignty. When Jesus said, "All power on earth and in heaven is given to me," as recorded in the 20th chapter of Matthew, that takes in everything. And there are certain things that government can properly do. They're limited, as Paul said in his epistle to the Romans. They're the limit, the defense of the innocent against the evildoer. That's pretty much it. It's a perfectly defensive function, and an exclusively defensive function the government is supposed to carry out. It's not greater than the creation. The creation is not greater than the creator. And the American prospect, the American proposition, rather, is that, you know, God created man, God gave man rights. Rights were sacrosanct and inviolable, and they're not something dependent upon the approval of a political caste. With the authority that man was given over the choices that we make, men assembled, delegated certain limited and revocable powers to our government, which means that the great hierarchy of things, government is the servant of the rights that were instilled in men by our Creator. And so we've got to a point now where Christians and other people of faith and the other people who are agnostic or not believers of any sort who understand that order, that whether by creation or by nature, these rights inherit in man and the government is limited to the role of protecting those rights, people of that sort are seen as being irreducibly hostile to government. But the Christians are being focused upon most fiercely because there is no other faith system which would encourage and demand this subordinate role for government on the part of the believer. There is no other faith system where you have believers who consider ourselves to be citizens of the kingdom of God, the city of God, and only provisionally and transitorily citizens of any earthly kingdom. And so we're being looked upon with hostility today, the same way that ancient Christians were looked upon with hostility by that imperial ruler and his minions, and the way that Christians were looked upon with severe murderous hostility by those who were the architects of the French Revolution. And once again, the Jacobins, important to recognize, were not irreligious. They didn't believe in God. They tried to extirpate from public acknowledgement any trace of the Christian heritage of France, which was the oldest daughter of the Roman Catholic Church, and so was deeply imbued with the concepts that you read about in the Bible and the New Testament values and the institutions that spring out of them. So they had to start a culture comp, what was called almost 100 years later in Germany, the culture comp, that is to say cultural war, to reconfigure that society to be compatible with the revolution. They changed the calendar. They changed the days of the week. They changed the names of the months. At one point, they required an oath to the revolutionary government administered to the Roman Catholic clergy, and there was a whole section of France called La Banda that rebelled against this. They did not want to have their priests vetted by the revolutionary government of Paris. They recognized only those who had been ordained by Rome. And more importantly, you had people who were essentially homeschooling their children, taking their children out of the revolutionary schools, putting their children either into church-operated schools or schooling them at home, and they wouldn't permit their children to be conscripted into the revolutionary army to fight other Christians in Europe. Now, that's the part of this whole story that I find very fascinating in light of what's happening culturally right now, where there is an exodus of pious people and simply individualistic people people out of the government-run school system for reasons that are really resonant, I think, with what was going on in Levanda. The revolutionary government in France murdered about 600,000 of the Vendeans because of their unwillingness to be ruled by the type of government that, quite frankly, is being instituted here in our country today, a couple of hundred years later.
And when you stop and think that number of people, we don't think about these things, that phenomenal numbers of people have died for their faith, and I fear they will die very soon again.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
that thought, we'll be right back. What is it, Dr. Stan? And what if it's simply saying that many of our churches here are fully supporting our government, a patriotic thing to do, supporting our troops. And yet, of course, what our troops are doing basically is going over and destroying the secular regimes there and installing regimes under Sharia law that are killing the Christians. An active program, as terrible as Saddam Hussein was, he actually protected the Christians and allowed them to have their religion. As terrible, certainly, as Assad is in Syria, he actually protected the Christians and allowed them to have their religion. As terrible as Gaddafi was in Libya, he protected the Christians and they had their religion, until, of course, the heroic and patriotic Americans came in and toppled those governments and put in governments under Sharia law, and other Christians are being slaughtered, and the churches are not saying anything. Don't the ministers understand? Well, of course, I understand, at least in part, because I will have to admit that during the first part of the Vietnam War, I thought anybody who opposed that war was actually a communist, because after all, we were fighting communism, and certainly that was a patriotic thing to do, to bring freedom to the people of Vietnam. And I really didn't understand. We were not fighting the war to bring freedom to the people over there. It was a great diversion. And basically, we were funding the Russians, who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. And as I was told by both four-star Marine General Lew Walt and by just Ambassador William H. Sullivan, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. They would never let us invade North Vietnam. So we fought a 10-year war, killed 58,000 American people, soldiers, a million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. It was all just a diversion to bring in the Great Society, at least according to George Bundy, who was the senior advisor to the president, in an article published in Foreign Affairs magazine in January of 1967. If you haven't read it, you can see my references to it in my newsletters. And I was halfway through the war, but so I started to realize how gullible and stupid I was. And basically, then, of course, I found myself as the champion of the cause of those who opposed the war, not because I wanted the communists to win, but because what we were doing was morally and ethically wrong. Go right ahead, William.
That's the same kind of predicament, ironically enough, that Edmund Burke was in during the American War for Independence. Some of the other affairs that Great Britain was involved in back in the late 18th century. And he wrote a letter to some of his constituents, some fellow parliamentarians, in which he famously said, among precautions against ambition that we should take, we might want to take a few against our own. But I dread are too much being dreaded that by asserting ourselves, I'm paraphrasing now, by asserting ourselves as strenuously as we do in these dubious ventures, we are going to provoke the creation of coalitions of power against us to our ruin. That was sort of a paraphrase of what Burke was saying, and he understood that the grievances of the American colonists were legitimate, and there was a great deal of public support, ironically enough, for the American colonists during the period of the American Revolution, not because people were disparaging the country they lived in or professing disloyalty to England. It's just that they were concerned over the principle being enshrined here, that the government of Great Britain would take such forceful action against people who are asserting their ancient rights as Englishmen across the Atlantic. They get in the habit of doing that, then liberty is going to suffer at home. And many people who opposed the Vietnam War who were conservative or libertarians or what we might call old right paleo-conservative, they understood that war is a swift solvent of all inhibitions. Institutionally, whether you're talking about politics, whether you're talking about public morality, the really nasty proposition in World War One was, as we pointed out many times, the Carnegie Endowment, the Carnegie elite deliberately promoted World War One and considered it valuable precisely because it was something that would bring about domestic changes in our way of life, consolidation of power in certain spending heights institutionally. It would bring about the fast expansion of the executive branch. You'd be able to take over and run the economy James Madison talked about war being the greatest enemy of public liberty. He predicted all those things way back, I think it was 1795. Well, we're living in that period right now. And once again, to turn to the British example, these are people who were encouraged to see the flag and the throne and God as the same thing for about 150 years. And it literally burned the Christian convictions out of that country. It's a godless country now, right now, because these people have been encouraged to see the state and God as one. And they saw the state's crimes being attributed to the Creator. They lost belief in the Creator. All this stuff is a state. But I fear that we're leading in the same direction right now.
I fear you're right. We're going to be back in just a moment with William Grigg as we contemplate what's really going on in the world today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Tourism has been laid bare for the entire world of
peace. Hold up. This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's William Grigg. And William, go right ahead. We're simply talking about how certainly America, once certainly the most wonderful nation in the world dedicated to freedom, has been taken over by people who have a different agenda, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world godless society. The official policy of the American government is to destroy Christianity. That's why they're taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That is why, certainly at the Air Force Academy, just in this last week or so, they've made the oath, so help me God, the oath of the Air Force cadets. That's now optional. At one time it was required, but of course now it's going to be optional. And it's step by step they gradually erode and destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And then where is the outcry from our ministers? why it's deafening in its silence. And ladies and gentlemen, all of this is unconstitutional. Basically, Congress at any point could simply pass legislation by a simple majority and restrict the right of the Supreme Court to do what it has done and tell these people the subversive element, which is our Supreme Court, and most of them are subversives, tell them that they have no right to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. After all, they begin their sessions when the choir comes in and says, God save the United States in this honorable court. And I always want to say, no, this dishonorable court. Go right ahead, William.
Well, the other thing that Congress has, in addition to the provision limiting the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, is a grant of authority in Article 1, Section 8, dealing with regulation, making uniform regulation for the armed services, which means that when you see something of the sort that we're reporting on, or that Todd Starnes from Fox News reported on, we're referring to this evening, in the program intended to indoctrinate Army personnel in the idea that so-called extremist Christians are a domestic enemy. A Congress can find that program and zero it right out. They can establish regulations that prevent this kind of thing. Right now, there's been an administrative decision to suspend this indoctrination, but it's going to resume because that's part of the cultural change. That's part of the cultural revolution that has been seeping through these institutions, this long march of the institutions that the disciples of Antonio Gramsci have talked about. And I don't think that the institutions we're talking about, these now neo-Jacobinical American institutions, if you will, are inhospitable to Christianity as such. I think that they are deeply inhospitable to Christians who take the faith seriously. Institutionally, I don't think they have a problem with it. I think that they believe that they can make an accommodation with those who have an attachment to an institution. But to those who are people of genuine faith and conviction, people who do not place any allegiance above their allegiance to the Creator, people of that sort have always been troublesome, and they've always been treated as enemies of the state. Whether you're talking about the reign of Diocletian in the ancient Roman Empire, whether you're talking about the horrible persecution in the French Revolution, up to and including the liquidation of the Vendée, or whether you're talking about the Soviet and communist Chinese example, or whether you're talking about the blank-eyed, gray, gormless, bureaucratic collectivists that run the systems here in the United States today. These people know very well what they're doing. They know very much who the enemy is. And they're taking a rather high-caliber and broad-field approach to picking out targets. They're not talking about sniping selected targets. They're talking about, you know, carpet bombing entire subpopulations, if you will. I'm using that expression metaphorically for now, but I suspect that that metaphor will be retired and the reality will ensue much sooner than many of us suspect. I was mentioning before the break that I think it would have been about 1993 or 1994. I had a lot of correspondence with my friend. His name is James Thornton. Some of your listeners might be familiar with him. He was a contributor to the New American Magazine. He still might be. He's an Eastern Orthodox priest, a brilliant man, a legitimate classical scholar, and people of that sort, of course, have been on the ground even the best of times. But we had a lengthy conversation in correspondence, which, of course, the best kind of conversation, something of a dying art now, alas. But we talked about foreign affairs and history, just trying to find out what each of us thought, what each of us was interested in. Amazing man, just polymath and a very deep thinker. Don't agree with him about everything, but when we disagree in interesting ways. But he was the one who said, well, you honestly think, in light of everything that the government of the United States has done and the American population has been willing to count them, the government doing, that if we were not wealthy, that we would have any friends left. A friendship, that is to say, the sort of friendship that makes genuine allies of affinity, is not the sort of thing that is purchased, and it's not the sort of thing that is held together by fear. And no later than 1971, the only coin of the realm that the United States government could employ in order to promote its interests would have been that double-headed slug, that worthless counterfeit of genuine currency, the first of which is fraud. Because when the United States defaulted on its debt in August 1971, that's when the real default occurred. From that point forward, all we had left in the Treasury to give out were IOUs, and of course, the extended quasi-private sphere of influence that actually runs the actual government, not the constitutional government, but the secret government. The Federal Reserve had Germany's gold supply, the gold supply of a number of other sovereign countries under its possession. And there's some controversy right now as to what's happened to these sovereign gold supplies that were supposed to be held in escrow, in trust for the German government and other governments overseas. I don't know why they would entrust gold to a government that just said, we're not going to pay you in gold, we're going to give you IOUs. But we're dealing, of course, with this protracted budget impasse in Washington and the so-called sequestration and the largely political theater production of the government shutdown. But one of the things that has become apparent to many people who are sober, not necessarily commendable in their deeds or their outlook or their intentions, but sober people, is that Washington is at the point now where it can no longer sustain the pretense of wealth. We no longer can sustain the pretense that this is, in a legitimate, tangible, measurable sense, the world's wealthiest and most productive economy. And so we've reached that point where my wise friend, Bob McNaughton, predicted we would end up some 20 years ago. You don't have any money, so how are you going to have any friends? That was about that conversation I had with Father Thornton, that exchange of correspondence, actually, was about a year before I had the opportunity to buttonhole Barbara Conable, former head of the World Bank, at a UN-run foreign aid conference in Washington, D.C. This would have been January 1995. I asked him one question. What provision of the Constitution authorizes foreign aid? Because it isn't in the Constitution, obviously. What he said, well, the Constitution authorizes the Congress to create an army. Well, first of all, he chastised me for asking him a specious question. He said the Constitution authorizes the Congress to create an army and a navy, and an army and a navy are just the means that the government of the United States would use to exercise influence in the world, which, by the way, is not what the Constitution says, the purpose of a military. And he said, we have other ways of exercising our influence in the world, and foreign aid is one of those ways. I said, so if I understand you correctly, Mr. Conable, what you're saying is that it's a question of either bombing these countries or bribing them. And he gave me sort of a self-satisfied smirk and walked away. But the point was obvious that if you're going to look upon the military as a means of influencing other people rather than as a means of defending the people of the United States, you're dealing with empire. And, of course, empires go bankrupt, and they go bankrupt in ways that are very dramatic, and the collapse is usually very sudden. The Roman Empire really didn't realize just how deeply it was compromised until the later part of the 4th century. By the time the Visigoths crested the 7th hill and Honorius suddenly found himself hip deep in German, it had been obvious for some time that they were ailing. But I think that there were people who were genuinely astonished to see this happen. And once again, who got the blame for it? It was the Christian. That was the great calumny that was circulated after Rome was sacked that prompted St. Augustine to take up his pen and give his thoughts in detail on a very challenging subject, so detailed down that his thoughts run about 1,400 pages, the City of God. But I think it's not an exaggeration and not unreasonable to say that among the reasons we're seeing the scapegoating here, and I think that's the proper word, of so-called Christian extremism, because the powers that be are looking to direct anger at the familiar scapegoat because the collapse is that imminent, that the collapse is going to be that sudden, that catastrophic, that inexplicable to people who have always believed that there was some kind of Newtonian predictability and order to the dealings of the government that rules us. And this would be as catastrophic as a dislocation of the planet in the solar system. It's something that would leave people suffering from cognitive dissonance. You know, it could come as soon as the next few weeks, maybe even the next few days.
Well, let me just comment on that, because I think it's so vastly important that people understand that the BRIC nations, that's of course Brazil, yes, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and they have about four other nations with them, have actually decided to come up with an alternative system, an alternative economic system, and increasingly begin trading among themselves. And rather than using dollars, has been the tradition to use the Chinese currency, and basically then of course anything else would be settled in gold. And this has already begun. Yeah. Oh, our friend William Still, do you know Will Still?
I've spoken with him.
And basically Bill was invited to go to Turkey about 3 weeks ago to address a conference that was attended by all the financial ministers of literally all of the major Muslim nations throughout the Mideast.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they're thinking about coming up with an alternative currency. Most Americans really don't understand what we're talking about. When our first program this evening, first hour, we talked about the threat of an EMP attack. Mm. Should an EMP attack come, it would destroy the electronic foundation of our monetary system. And should that happen, the whole system would collapse. People have no concept of what were really threats. William talks about the fact that this collapse of our monetary system could come tomorrow. If we had an EMP attack on America tomorrow, within a week, why, the value of everything you have would simply be gone, everything that is electronic and deposited in the bank. The average American has no grasp of how desperate things are, but the rest of the country is making plans how they are going to survive. And we have no plans on how America will survive, because there's even a question as to whether we have any real gold. No one is allowed to inspect the gold in Fort Knox and the other vaults. And when Germany recently asked to see their gold, we have about 3,000 tons of theirs, they were told that they couldn't either see it or have it for 7 years. 7 years. Why can't they see or have their gold for 7 years? Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, there is certain pungency to that demand, isn't there? When you talk about the potential of an EMP attack, it need not even be something that's the result of malign intentions by a foreign enemy. It could be something resulting from the solar maximum. And there are all kinds of horrible things that could happen that would result in localized or generalized disruptions of the power grid. That's one of the things that I find really suspicious about this upcoming exercise, dealing with the blackout.
Well, incidentally, you know that on Sunday evening at 9 o'clock on the National Geographic Channel, they're going to have a two-hour documentary.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when the lights go out? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And when what we choose to call money, what we pretend to call money, for the most part, consists not merely of gaudily decorated pieces of rag paper with no intrinsic value, but the larger part of it consists of transitory electronic impulses that are registered as 1-0. Those are completely ephemeral. I mean, granted, the cash that we would have, the currency, is something that has no innate value, but at least it has tangible form. But most of what we have in our bank accounts doesn't exist thanks to fractional reserve banking. You know, there are not huge stores of cash on hand at your local bank. And of course, bank holidays and bank runs are a very real possibility as well. Gerald Lundy likes to say, if you don't have your money in your possession, you don't have your money. And that was made very, very clear to people in Cyprus. That's been made very clear with the documents that have emerged over the last year or so about the idea of seizing the deposits of ailing banks in order to deal with capitalization issues and bailouts. And it's been made very clear by what just happened over the last week when Chase, out of the blue, imposed dramatic limits on what you can take out of the country if you have deposits with any of their banks. I think they imposed what was a $50,000 ceiling on wire transfers to offshore destinations. And so, like you say, Dr. Stan, the parts are being moved to position and plans are being made by people who've got every reason to be more aware than the common run of the American population that things are seriously, grievously ill. And I believe a former head of the International Monetary Fund predicted that the first quarter of 2014 is going to be catastrophic. Now, the IMF is not my favorite institution. It's a criminal syndicate, of course. One thing you can't say about these people is that they're dumb.
Well, Well, hold that thought, William, because I agree with everything you're saying. But at this point, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can read your articles. Of course, they can read your articles because William writes the newsletter for Radio Liberty. But how you can get his essays, his articles for Lou Rockwell, how they can certainly listen to his radio program, and how they can get to his PayPal button and help finance he and his family. Go right ahead.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate. You can go to Google or another search engine to type in Pro Libertate or William N. Great. That should be the first return. The PayPal button is located at the bottom of every essay that I publish. I publish one or two of them a week, depending upon my circumstances. And we really do appreciate the help. It's something we need. People have been very generous and a real godsend. LouRockwell.com, LEWRockwell.com, republishes a lot of what I write out. To contribute to the blog, and that page is on the right-hand side of the screen. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio, and it's on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time on the Liberty News Radio Network, which is found at LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyRoundtable.com, called Freedom Zealot Radio, and there's also a YouTube channel, Freedom Zealot Channel. On YouTube for those who are interested in following that. I'm also on Facebook for those who are on Facebook. And my Twitter account is at Blarney Con Carney. There's a story behind that name, but we don't have time for it now.
Okay, hold that thought. And basically, at the bottom of all the pages, there's a PayPal button. And I would encourage you, if you're in a position or so, just get in touch with William through that. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie,
enjoy our discussions with William every Friday evening. Of course, he does all the talking, and I'm always amazed. I always enjoy William's discourse. He's one of the most brilliant commentators we have. And what a privilege it is to be able to bring him and so many of our other regulars to you. So you can have the advantage of listening to some of the smartest people within the Christian patriotic movement and certainly begin to understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Shame on You, you need to get it, and you need to either read the book or get the DVD or certainly get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD, and the CD, and listen to it several times, because I will tell you that this has changed the lives of a number of people who begin to understand the true nature of what we're up against. This is not an ideological battle. This is not a philosophical battle. This is not a cultural battle. It's a spiritual battle that's being fought on a philosophical and ideological and historical battlefield and political battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. And the really well, I'm not quite sure what happened. I'm not quite sure what's going on. We seem to be having a little interference from some other place. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and well, we seem to be getting some sort of electronic interference here, so I would probably just go ahead and play some music for the rest of the program. And till Monday, when we hope we'll have things straightened out, this is Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Thank you.